other nation that want to fight us. None of that. We would just go in. Every other nation will honor us, will respect us, and give us our land. But because of the story of the Meraglim, because of the weeping, the crying, that, oh no, we're going to go in a hard place, into a hard place, and we'll have to work hard. So everybody cried. This is the reason we have oppositions and wars from then till our days. And this war is not an exception. And I remind you that the story of the Meraglim took place, the date was Tisha B'Av. And God said, you cried for nothing. You from now on cry for generations. So this is one thing, generally about the war. I want to tell you a bit about the feeling of a soldier in this war, and maybe a few words about how a citizen in this war feels. I don't know where to start from. I'll try to picture you the scene. We were called to duty. I'm a reserve. I'm in reserves, in infantry, and my position in my company is a sharpshooter, which is not so relevant to this story right now. And we were called Friday the 18th, July 18th, if I'm not mistaken. It was Friday morning. The night, the few hours before, I knew they're going to call us. And 7 o'clock, 7 a.m., we got a call. We want you to come. So they called all of my battalion, and Friday morning, instead of helping my wife prepare for Shabbat, I'm joining my friend and we drive 4 hours to the Negev, to our base, to get our gear, to prepare our gear, and a few hours later to go to war. Baruch Hashem, they postponed our entrance, and we needed to prepare our gear. It took some time. Some of us, like me, didn't get our weapons yet, so we had to wait till the morning, Shabbat, to get our weapons, to sign. And because it's pikuach nefesh, you need to sign, you need to do all things that are generally asul. It's not mutar in during Shabbos, but it's pikuach nefesh, you do it. And we know that in a few hours we're supposed to go into the Gaza Strip and to fight and defend the people of Israel. And along the way, along 4 hours, it's a lot of time to speak, a lot of time to think, and you start to feel the fear. Even before that, even before we were called, you know that as soon as they call you, you know what you're going to do, and you feel that fear, the fear of death. You don't want to die. No one wants to die, unless you're Hamasnik. And you feel that. Now, you don't feel it all the time. You have things to do. You talk with people. You share your feelings. They help you. You help them. And you don't think about it because you have you need to prepare your gear. You do a lot of stuff that make you just don't think about it. So we don't think about it that much, but it does come. And every moment you prepare yourself more and more by training. Every day you train. We did a different training. We did. At first, you do a company training, and the day after that, we did the battalion training. So every day you do something else. You just don't think about it that much. And on the other hand, we felt happiness. Happiness that finally we get to do something about it, about the situation, not just sitting and waiting, and hearing the sirens, and run to the shelters. In some places it took every hour they had a siren, and you stop everything and you run into the shelter. Just picture yourselves doing whatever, cooking. Playing on the computer, doing homeworks, whatever you do, you speak with your friends on the phone, and suddenly you hear the siren and you have to run to the shelters. For many Israelis, you have 15 seconds to do that. And you stop everything and stay in the shelter for 10 minutes, and then you can go back to your life. And it happens almost every hour in some places. Some places less, but just at some point of the day of Tisha B'Av, just take yourself, take a minute and picture yourself in that situation. You can try it on yourself. Just see what happens. How do you feel about it? Another thing that you can think about in regard to what we did as soldiers, when we have to go in into the Gaza Strip, we take as less thing as we can. Why? First of all, we have our vest, which have 8 magazines filled with bullets, and it's heavy, not that heavy, but it has its own weight. And you have to take your gun, of course, which weighs another amount, let's say 8 pounds, whatever. And you also take a bag. Big bag on your back filled with all the necessary, only the necessary. Food is less necessary. You take very little food, and you hope that in the next 24 hours you'll get food. Where, from where, you don't know, but we hope for the best. You take as less as you can, and the reason is that you take all this this weight on your back, and you need to be agile. You need to be quick. You need to do stuff. And if you're heavy, you can do that. Just if someone opens fire on you, and you need to fight back. You can't be heavy. You need to be able to move. So you take as less things as possible, and you go into the Gaza Strip. So you don't have food. You don't have, you have maybe 6 liters to drink. It's supposed to last for the day, but it's hot, so probably not. So you don't have enough food. You don't have enough to drink. You're not bathing, of course. You're in the same clothes for a few days already. So now Tisha B'Av, we don't eat, we don't drink. We sleep on the ground. We sleep in a way that is harder than usual, like the soldiers, but we don't sleep enough. You don't have enough time to sleep. You can't. You have to guard. Anything can jump at you at any time. So you can feel that. You can feel a bit of what a soldier feels when you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't sleep that good, and you don't wash your clothes, you don't wash yourself. I don't know what to add more. You probably will have more questions. I'll be happy to answer. So this was a bit of what we feel as soldiers, about the fear, about the happiness, that we finally do what is right, and we're ready for that, we're preparing for that, we want to do it, it's our job, we're supposed to do it, there's no one else to do it for us. We cannot count on any other nation to do that for us. And as Rabbi Boschnack said, we're alone. We have to do it. There's no one else to do it for us. That's it. Well, I'll stop here.